and welcome to episode 14 of It's In Her Planner, the podcast. I'm Emma Lewis and I am a self-confessed planner addict. I'm the face and planning strategist behind the It's In Her Planner membership, where I teach women the importance of putting themselves first and implementing healthy habits and intentions so they can thrive in all areas of their lives. The quote for this episode is, "Act as if it were true. Challenge yourself to suspend reality and spend the whole day acting as if anything you wanted to have, do, or be was possible. As you view the world through this new perspective, you'll begin to see the answers and solutions you need to make your dreams a reality." I really like that quote. And the reason I like that quote is because I truly believe that mindset is everything. And so if you are going about your day and acting as if things were true and believing that things were true, it is so much more beneficial to you than if you were doing the opposite. And you'd be surprised how many things you just manifest and attract into your life when you behave this way versus behaving the other way. So I wanted to share that one today, but let's get stuck in because episode 14 is about dispelling some planning myths that I have heard. So for those who aren't planners or haven't experienced the benefits of planning, I would hate for you to hear these myths and have it put you off getting stuck into your planning journey thinking that they're all true and, you know, this is all just a bit too hard, so you don't want to start. I think a lot of people see planning as this one big magical thing that we need to master in order to gain complete control of our lives and make everything perfect. And look, it's a little more complicated than that, but we will get stuck into that during the episode. But I just feel like immediately, I just want to say, planning is not one big magical thing that's going to fix everything in your life. You can't just plan a week and your life be fixed. But today I'm going to go over the most common planning myths that I hear or are being asked about in my DMs, because I have had a few people send me messages lately and that is the reason why this episode is being done. So the first myth is planning is the path to fast success. I think a lot of people assume that as soon as they start planning, then all of the things in their lives will start to be successful and they'll finally be living their dream life in a matter of weeks. And I think we've all heard some kind of like variation to this. And I'm pretty sure there's people out there that are probably promising this, but to be honest, it's complete bullshit. Planning doesn't guarantee fast, easy results. And I think that's the expectation a lot of people have as well. What planning does do is give you the ability to make a plan and put in the work necessary to achieve the results that you're after. It ensures that you're being strategic with your time, which allows you to cut things out of your life that aren't important so you can focus on what is important. But none of that happens overnight. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you are not going to fix your life in a matter of weeks. I have had this happen inside the membership. I guess I think people expect that I have like this magic formula that I'm going to give them and in a week their life is going to be dramatically different. And that's just not the case. It takes work. It takes time. And I think that's actually the beauty in planning is that, you know, you wake up one day and you realize that everything does feel much better and you are on track and all of this stuff in your life has changed and you're happier and healthier and well-rounded and your mental health is better. But it didn't happen overnight. You had to work for it and you've really had to like stay true to what you're passionate about and what you're working on. So just want to dispel that. It's a fast solvent for all of your problems because it's 100% not. The next one is that planning is complex and time-consuming. You might think that you don't have a, like, inverted commas, real plan unless your planner is, like, bursting at the seams and every word is color-coded and you've accounted for every single minute of the day. Planning can be really simple. In fact, it should be simple. If it's not, I would say that you're generally on a short course to, like, burnout or making it too complicated so you just stop planning altogether. Most of the time, all you need is a short list of what needs to be done, and that's it. I mean, that's a very simplified version of it, but you get the gist. Planning should be providing you clarity, and going in too deep can actually give you the opposite effect. Going too deep can also mean that if we do, say we falter on our plans or the things we have planned for ourselves, or they don't turn out or look exactly how we planned for every minute, we throw in the towel, we throw our hands in the air, and we just give up so much quicker, putting the whole thing in the too hard basket because our expectations are that it has to look like perfect. You don't have to wait until you've perfected your to-do list before you get to work. What's the most important is that you have a plan and you start it as soon as possible. You have this, I say it all the time, you have to be moving the needle. You have to be taking action. The plan is just the device that helps you make sense of everything. The next one is that planning is time consuming, and I fucking despise this one. The misconception most likely originates from the same people who are thinking that planning means locking down every part of your schedule for the sake of productivity and makes planning so restrictive. If you think that you don't have time to plan, then I would say that that probably means you need planning more than most of us. I also feel like that the hour I spend every week to plan my week ahead is actually one of my favorite hours of my week. It's time that is purely spent for me and no one else, for me to make plans and make sense of what I'm focusing on and what I want my week to look like. You get, and I calculated this, 168 hours in a week. I feel like spending one of those, making sure that we get and make the most of the other 167 hours, to me, that's an investment. That's not time consuming. The way I see it is that it is an investment in myself. If I'm doing it, it's inevitable that my mental health, my general mindset, my long-term growth, and my goals are only going to be impacted positively. And I can say that from experience because it has. The next myth is that planning requires perfect execution. And again, I don't have time for perfection. Perfection is an illusion that is created to make us all feel bad about ourselves, and it's 100% not realistic or required to be a successful planner. In fact, I'd argue it's what probably will get in your way the most. It happens all the time within the membership. People are falling off the bandwagon and they're not just getting the fuck back into it because they're like, well, I've been such a fuck up the last week or the last month or whatever the case may be. Like I've just really faltered. So I must be a shit planner. So I'm just like, I'm giving up on it. But it's such a bullshit way to approach things. And I get why people do it. I totally understand. But it's just not the case, because with planning, you want to save time and effort. But what happens when you try and create the perfect plan? You make it harder than it actually has to be. You take more time than you need to. And in the end, you actually have no guarantee that your plan is actually perfect anyway. I've realized more than ever, I think, inside the membership this year that life will sneak up and kick your ass when you least expect it. And you have to be able to be adaptable for that. And being perfect just simply doesn't allow for that. A plan should be simple, effective, and straightforward. Nothing more. Planning is actually a skill, and you'll notice that it will get progressively easier over time. But it will never be perfect. And trust me when I say that you will never need it to be. So stop trying to make your planning look perfect. If you could see inside my planner, you'd be like, wait, what? It's like a fucking dog's breakfast, but it makes sense to me and it works for me and it's functional for me. So it doesn't fucking matter what anyone else thinks about it. It works for me. That's the beautiful part about planning. You figure out what works for you, how to implement the things, and then just get it done. Plan your week, your goals, your schedule, and the things you have to do, then look back at them on a weekly basis and adjust them on the go. I would say that responsive plans are 1,000 times better than plans that you set in stone. It doesn't allow for flexibility and life. And as we all know, life controls everything. Your plan doesn't. You have to learn to pivot. The final one, and this came up this week, you have to have goals to be a good planner, or you have to have goals to plan in general. So I got a DM on Instagram this week from a woman who said she'd been wanting to join the membership, but she didn't have any goals and didn't know what goals she should be setting for herself. And so that's the reason why she had sort of like held back from joining, and she asked for some advice. So, I mean, this is the shit I live for. But firstly, let me get something off my chest. You don't have to have goals. And if you don't, you're not a failure. You're not doing anything wrong. And if someone tells you otherwise, honestly, send them my way and I'll fucking set them straight myself. Not everyone wants to build empires or start businesses or, I don't know, like move overseas and totally throw a bomb on their current life. Some people simply want more time to spend with loved ones. They want more time for themselves. They want to get back into something that they used to do before they had kids or got married, for example. They might just want to simply reduce their stress and anxiety by implementing habits and routines to contribute to that. You know, maybe in the future you'll want to set big goals, sometime in the future. But I genuinely believe that until you strip everything back and spend the time working out what truly makes you happy and simplifying your life in order to like accommodate for that, you will not have the capacity to figure out what your goals truly are. And you'll honestly just be setting goals for the sake of it, or setting goals that you think other people think you should have. But look, I get it. If planning is foreign to you, then getting started on it can be daunting. And figuring out how to apply all of these things into your life can feel really complicated. So it does almost feel easier just to not do it and keep doing what you've been doing. But if you do want to become a planner and start implementing the beautiful benefits that come with it, but are maybe stuck on these myths that you've been hearing, or you need that help and accountability, then I would encourage you to have a look at the It's In Her Planner website. As we're coming towards the end of the year, we're actually opening the doors to the membership for next year in a few more weeks. That will be happening in the middle of December. I'm actually doing a really short intake period this year, and there's a few reasons for that. Firstly, because I'm constantly a work in progress, what I've learned since starting the membership a couple of years ago is that it best serves women who are just fucking ready, honestly. They don't need to mull it over, they don't need convincing. They're not second guessing themselves. They're just ready to start taking action, and the membership and like what's included, it honestly just speaks for itself. Secondly, the time of year is always busy with Christmas and the new year, and I know that there's a lot of like parties and people are super busy this time of year, and I get it. And whilst I don't have any wild plans over Christmas, I do actually just want to take some time for myself to stop and reflect over my year, and that just includes some time to switch off. So I am, as I said, doing a really short intake period this year to just account for that and to just be like, you know what, if you're in, you're in. Like if you are sitting on the fence, or you really need to be sick of your own bullshit and you need to be ready to just fucking crack on in. So if you want to know all about it, I'll only be updating you via my Instagram and via my email list. So, if you really want to ensure that you don't miss any cutoffs, I would suggest signing up to my email list via the website, which is www.itsinherplanner.com.au. Otherwise, I'd just be stalking my Instagram. it's a fun place to be anyway. But that's all for this week. I will be back with another episode soon.